What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. Fox News is just now finishing up a segment on how today is International Unicorn Day. And, of course, now it's the top of the hour. They're back to President Trump is meeting with the military leaders. And regardless of how this comes out, whether it's a symbolic strike or a full-on war, the U.S. government has destroyed its credibility with the American people and with the rest of the international community, because nobody is buying this this false flag gas attack. There's just no evidence for it, and especially coming hard on the heels of Britain's embarrassment over the Skripal case, for which there was no evidence. It's becoming very, very obvious that the U.S. government has a credibility problem of immense proportions. So does the corporate media. And they did it to themselves, so I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. But we, the American people, now is the time where we have to be willing to stand up and just scream, you are lying to us, and I'm not listening to you anymore. And it almost seems like the attitude of the government is, well, we don't care if you believe us or not. This is our policy, and this is what we're going to do. And yet you can't do anything about it because the elections are under our control. And that's a very bad place to be in. And I can understand the anger of a lot of people out there, some of the people calling into the show, a lot of the emails I'm receiving. And we are approaching a breaking point. And I'm very, very concerned about what might happen here. Now, getting on back to immigration, as you know, Donald Trump signed an executive order to send the National Guard down to our southern border with Mexico to basically deter illegals from coming across, although as of last report, the National Guard will not be armed and they're not technically allowed to do immigrations and customs enforcement. Apparently, Texas and Arizona have already sent their National Guard down to the borders with somewhat different instructions, and the liberals are just up in arms about that. Up in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown basically refused Donald Trump's order, and as the state's governor, she has the legal right to do so and say, I'm keeping our National Guard in Oregon. You're not going to use them to protect the U.S. border. Here's where it gets interesting. Only days before that she announced she would not send Oregon's National Guard to the southern border, she accepted a large donation from George Soros. So once again, it's George Soros who's pushing this insanity on the planet. Getting on over to Great Britain, financial experts are starting to look at what will be the real impact of the Brexit. And as we've mentioned before on this show many times, the bulk of the load for keeping the EU propped up is going to fall on Germany. And the people of Germany are not happy about that. They're certainly not happy about what the refugee crisis has done to their country. So tensions are building over there. Turkey's being accused of allowing migrants to surge into Europe as Europol tracks 65,000 people smugglers. And why this is an issue is because the European Union paid Turkey some 3 billion euros to stem the influx. But while there was a brief drop, it's back up to full bore again. And the EU is concerned that Erdogan is just weaponizing the refugees. Now, over in Brussels, there's a great wailing and gnashing of teeth and tearing of hair because down in Hungary, Viktor Orban has won the Hungary elections in a landslide victory. And, of course, he has been campaigning on this issue of closing the Hungarian borders, sending the refugees back to their home, and straining to break away from the European Union. Brussels wanted him defeated. They put a lot of effort and money into defeating him. It was a landslide victory. So I hope Viktor is wearing his Kevlar because I have a feeling we're coming up on the point where Euroskeptic politicians may actually be at risk of losing their lives. Now, over in Israel, as you know, there's been this situation going back and forth about the African refugees pouring into Israel. A lot of them were Ethiopian Jews who are allowed to go to Israel because of the right of return law. anybody anywhere on earth who claims to be Jewish has an automatic right to move to Israel and become a citizen. But the people of Israel are getting a little bit upset about the number of black people in their country. And so there was a plan to deport them all. And then Netanyahu worked out this deal with the UN where 16,000 of the Africans were going to remain in Israel and the rest were going to be deported to the European Union rather than back to Africa. And apparently here in the United States, Israel supporters are demanding that Israel continue that plan. Take all those African migrants and send them to Europe. One has to wonder why. Over in Sadiq Khan's London, things are really out of control. The lead surgeon at the London hospital is saying it resembles a war zone. More people are being killed. And he says this idea of these kind of assaults used to be something that happened very rarely. Now it's an everyday event. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And apparently murders in Great Britain are skyrocketing as the police fail to protect the defenseless population. Now remember, the population is defenseless by design. Great Britain has strict gun control. And basically by 1996, all guns, including handguns, were banned in Great Britain. You can technically own a firearm if you are a member of a shooting club, but the gun has to be kept at the club. When you are in your home, you have nothing. 2006, the British government even banned toy guns to try and condition children to not think about guns and violence. And so now only the criminals have guns. A lot of these murders are gunshots. The criminals have the guns. The law-abiding do not. Also, there's been a lot of stabbings. And Sadiq Khan has now declared a new knife control policy. Next, it'll be forks. Then teaspoons. And, of course, the fact that there are so many stabbings completely crushes the idea that guns cause the violence. No, if the guns are banned, those predisposed to violence will, in fact, use other things, like knives. And so now Sadiq Khan is going to ban non-kitchen knives, which means, again, the criminals will be armed and the law-abiding will not be. Getting on back to the YouTube shooter, article that came on out of Reason.com. Looking at this lady's videos, it's obvious she had issues. And looking at her videos, they're cringy, they're disturbing. I want to know if this lady was on prescription antidepressants. And by the way, the videos are all being taken down, especially the one of her doing squats in front of the flag of Israel. So why has the YouTube shooting sort of gone away from the corporate media, which normally loves to parade mass shootings to support the gun grab? Well, in this case, the shooter wasn't a white male. And one of the big issues for the gun grabber agenda is to try and claim that white males are at the top of the oppressor's list, that they're the dangerous ones. They should be disarmed. Nope. She was an Iranian woman. There were no children involved. And without children, you can't tug at the heartstrings of a gullible American populace. And finally, of course, she didn't use an AR-15. It was just a handgun. And, you know, who cares about that? We're after those AR-15s. We've got to disarm the American people so they'll do what we tell them to do. But according to the FBI, only 3% of gun homicides were committed with any kind of rifle in 2016. AR-15s are not a weapon of choice for criminals. They're the starring role in these false flag shooting incidents because that is the weapon the government wants to take away from us so that we cannot stand up to them, especially as they come to herd our children off to World War III. Now, over at Woodland Park High School, they had a student walkout in support of the Second Amendment. And I'll bet you did not see that on the corporate media, did you? over in Seattle, police are taking advantage of the new extreme risk law, where police are confiscating firearms from residents based solely on somebody saying, I think this person might be a danger. Apparently over in Tennessee, a seventh grader made a joke about guns and was charged with a felony. This is definitely overkill. But the idea is to get everybody to stop thinking about guns. Don't even visualize again. Don't think about guns at all. Here's a very, very dangerous Supreme Court decision that has come on down. And we all know how the police have just been on a killing spree of innocent Americans, law-abiding Americans, and everybody saying we need to do something about this, and that has now been rendered impossible by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has ruled police can kill non-threatening people as long as the police say they were scared. And this case originated from a police shooting in Tucson, Arizona in 2010. This police corporal, Andrew Casella, heard a report over police radio about a woman using a kitchen knife to hack a tree and acting erratically. And he showed up, and there was the woman apparently just standing there holding the knife, and they shot her. And he said the shooting was justified because he was afraid for his life and safety, even though there was a chain link fence between them. And that is a very, very dangerous Supreme Court decision. It actually reminds me, believe it or not, of this segment off of South Park, where these people are out there hunting. And even though hunting is illegal, every time they see an animal, they scream, "It's coming right for us," and then they shoot it. Because apparently the exception to the no hunting law is that you can shoot an animal that's directly attacking you. Life imitates art. We're now in the same place. The police can shoot anybody and say, oh, I was afraid of them. It's not really very good for the image of the police to be afraid of so many people. Story coming out of IntelliHub. The real goal of eliminating the Second Amendment is to obliterate the First Amendment and enslave us all in a web of propaganda. And they're already trying to do that. They're at war with the independent media. Because it's the independent media that stands up and says, hey, wait a minute, that so-called gas attack in Syria looks like a false flag. You're being lied and tricked into yet another war. Corporate media won't tell you that. That's not their job. Their job is to sell you that war. Their job is to sell you a new car. Their job is to sell you a new tax or a new policy or a new president, which they failed to do in 2016. They were wholly on board with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And this is even scarier. This is Rush Limbaugh. And apparently Rush Limbaugh had a caller into his show who was a teacher in Los Angeles. And basically, the teacher was saying that she was told not to teach the U.S. Constitution in social studies because the Constitution contradicted the state-approved textbook too much. Now, remember, we were talking about this back in relation to Common Core, where Common Core is teaching a very perverted version of the Bill of Rights to young people. So people are coming out of Common Core education with a very distorted idea of what the Bill of Rights actually says. This is brainwashing, plain and simple. This is exactly what the Soviet Union used to do to their children. And now it's happening right here in our country. Now, over at Cedar Creek Intermediate School, there's a teacher, teacher sixth grade, Julie Marburger, and dealing with the classroom violence and the inattentiveness and the poor academic performance. And she is saying the problem is primarily parents who coddle and enable their kids. There's no discipline. There's no teaching of values. And it's not entirely the parents' fault because of all these child protective laws that have been passed that say that if you spank your child, you could be arrested for child abuse. You could have your child taken away. What a mess they have made of this country. Now, last week there was a story involving the first transgender weightlifter, and his, her, its name was Laurel Hubbard. This is a man transitioning to a woman, has a 25% physical advantage over all the other competitors at the Commonwealth Games because of her previous male life. She was allowed to compete. And they're basically saying, Otago University professor, physiology professor Alan Heather said, a man transitioning to a female has physiological advantages that they take into their new female life. So this man becoming a woman went in there, but the story actually has a happy ending because this man turning into a woman was already winning the weightlifting championship when he, she, it decided to try for a new world record and basically suffered a massive injury to the elbow. And so one of the real biological women won the gold medal. And I think that's a good outcome. This idea of having transgender men, men who think they're women, compete against women, that is simply not fair. It makes a mockery of female athletics. It's not fair to all those women to allow men to compete against them. It simply isn't. Now, getting on back to billionaire George Soros, remember the Ferguson demonstrations? Apparently, Soros spent $33 million bankrolling the Ferguson demonstrators to create an echo chamber and drive national protests. In other words, all of this was bought and paid for. It wasn't a real, genuine grassroots protest. It was a rent-a-mob, a rent-a-ruckus. Now, Great Britain, right after the Skripal fiasco, has a new embarrassment on their hands. Apparently, the British government has said for the first time that members of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, which is suspected to be behind the Manchester bombing, were likely among those the British government supported in Libya to topple Muammar Gaddafi. This is called getting hoist on your own petard. And everybody's asking, what will be the blowback for the British government after this revelation that the terrorists who bombed Manchester were in the employ of the British government, at least back during the time of Gaddafi, and maybe to the current situation? Remember, governments love things like bombings. It scares the people. It allows the government to exert more authority. Now, over in South Korea, a court has sentenced their former president, Gun Hye, to 24 years in prison after he was found guilty of corruption. We need a little of that here in the United States of America. Interestingly enough, they haven't been able to get her in prison because she's surrounded by thousands of her followers, and there's a concern that rioting and street warfare could break out. Now, as you know, over the last couple of years, there has been a disturbing pattern of biological researchers, holistic doctors, various other people with inside information on the medical industrial complex dying under questionable circumstances. So not too long ago, actually 7 weeks ago, there was this employee for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention who went missing. His name was Timothy Cunningham. He left work early. He said he wasn't feeling well, and he went home and just apparently disappeared. They finally found his body partially submerged in water and mud on the west bank of the Chattahoochee River in northwest Atlanta. And they're out there saying there's no sign of foul play. Well, I would call that into question because his wallet and his keys and his glasses and his cell phone were still in the house. And apparently Cunningham had told his neighbor that the neighbor's wife should delete Cunningham's phone number from her cell phone. So was this guy a potential whistleblower? We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. And the latest word we're getting from Syria is apparently the USS Donald Cook is claiming that Russian fighter jets are harassing it, which means they're just flying around taking a look. Now, remember, the Donald Cook was the ship that was absolutely shut down by Russia's electronic warfare aircraft in the Black Sea. And so my guess is that what Russia is planning on doing in the face of a cruise missile launch is they're going to shut down both those ships. This is getting really, really serious. All right, let's take a phone call. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to go completely the opposite way and say, what if he's going to bring them all home? Get them all out of there. What if? Well, everybody's so, I don't know, freaked out. Well, what if is all I have to say, and that's it. Thank you.
Well, obviously, when Donald Trump announced he wanted to get out of Syria because he was just kind of sick and tired of dealing with the whole mess, and all of his military generals came on and said, you can't do that. Netanyahu called him up and screamed at him, and Trump basically caved on in. No, the Syrian troops are not coming home. They're going to ramp up this war. And they're doing it, first of all, because the U.S. can't afford to lose any of these wars. When Trump talked about bringing the troops out, even CNN came on out and said, well, this means Russia and Syria have won. The U.S. has built up this war momentum with all these invasions and regime changes over the last 19 years. They built up this momentum and this reputation of invincibility. And the first time the U.S. is seen to lose one of these wars, it's all over. The whole thing is going to fall apart. And that's why I think that Russia, if the U.S. does attack Damascus, which seems to be in the offing, I think Russia is going to respond with force to make it clear that, no, the U.S. has, in fact, lost in Syria. And it's very dangerous. It's very risky. But I think that's the way it's going to go. The time for half measures is over. Everybody understands this story about yet another chemical weapon attack by Assad on women and children. It's just a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. And nobody should believe this. And in fact, I'm going to call on Rivero's Rangers to make a point of talking about this with everybody that you know and point out how ridiculous the story is. Assad was on the verge of winning, was on the verge of getting the U.S. out of Syria. The very last thing he would do is a chemical weapons attack that would justify the U.S. coming back on in. It just really doesn't make any sense. Assad gains nothing from this. Britain gets to move past the Skripal case. Israel gets to move past the Passover massacre. Everybody benefits from this except Assad. And that's what tells us he had nothing to do with this, if it even happened at all. We're not even sure anything really happened. Nobody can find any evidence. It's just this incredible rush to judgment. Oh, there's been a gas attack. The war is on. I have never been so ashamed of this government in my entire life. They're not even trying to be clever about the propaganda anymore. All right, let's get on into the area of computers. A lot of stuff going on. Apparently, Mark Zuckerberg is losing support from his fellow Silicon Valley tech elite. Facebook is being described as the new cigarettes. Toxic, dangerous. And normally when any Silicon Valley firm gets attacked, the others will leap on board to support them. It's not happening in this case. One of the reasons that Facebook's brand has been damaged is that apparently they were caught trying to access private medical records and match it to the user profiles. Well, Facebook has now said they're not going to do that. They're backing off on that. But yeah, a lot of people are very upset. We understand that when we post things to the internet, that it's no longer private. But in this case, they were going on out to try and access our private medical records and link it to the user profiles for whatever purpose. They were going to do that, sell it to marketing people so you'd get ads for relevant drugs on your mailbox. But it really is a tremendous abuse of the system. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, great show as usual. I called in on Saturday a few weeks ago, and I had posed a question to the host there. I'd like to pose it to you. I think the greatest threat to peace on earth, I used to think it was this Khazarian cartel that runs the banks, but I'm not sure it's not the Christian Zionists. I think that Islam terrorism is as sick as that is a third place. What is worse for world peace? Do you think it's the Christian Zionist puppets or these Khazarian oligarchs that rule the world? I'm not sure now.
Well, as you say, the Christian Zionists are puppets. They're useful idiots, as Stalin would say. Definitely the bankers are calling the shots here. They love a war. War plunges the world into debt for another 100 years. We've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Jeff. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take another phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I sent you an email. I like to send out emails periodically. And What I sent you was a website called Trading Economics. I don't know whether you've heard of it or not, but
yes.
So basically, you can look up, you know, some very interesting data about countries all over the world. There's a search bar. I usually just type in Germany's money supply, China's money supply, blah blah blah. I sent you the one on the U.S. and you were talking about the debt that, bonds that China holds. So it's over $1 trillion U.S. And you know what, Mike? I don't see a problem with them unwinding that. The Federal Reserve will just buy it up.
Yeah, but they'll print new money. They'll create new money. That's going to put inflationary pressure. Yeah. And,
but they'll export that. They'll export that inflationary pressure because the U.S. has... still has the world's reserve currency.
No, they don't anymore. Other countries are starting to move away from the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. A lot of them now have what they call baskets of different currencies. And more
SDRs.
Countries are you know, basically signing treaties to trade between their countries in their indigenous currencies. The days when the U.S. dollar reigned supreme are already over. It's still a major player out there, but it's only a matter of time before other countries are going to say, we're delinking from the dollar. We can't afford to take the chance that it's going to collapse, because that's what the inflationary pressure is going to do. If China dumps those treasuries and the Federal Reserve creates the instant money out of thin air to buy those treasuries back, that is going to make the dollar worth less and less. And it's going to be seen as untrustworthy when compared with other stable currencies like the ruble and the yuan.
Okay, Mike. So I sent you that website for a reason. It shows that the Federal Reserve is holding, you know, roughly $4.5 trillion on its balance sheet, and the private banks are sitting at around $16.5 trillion. If you go to other countries, for instance, Canada, our balance sheet, Canada's central bank balance sheet, I mean, is very small, but the private banks are holding over $5.5 trillion on their balance sheet. So if you translate that into 10 times the size of this economy, which is your economy, the United States, that's over $50 trillion that
yes.
private banks are holding as a balance sheet. In your country, it's 16. So honestly, you know, I mean, who's the real banana republic here, the United States or Canada? I mean, it's a joke. You know what I mean?
It is. Now, hang on. You're forgetting one thing, though, and that is that Canada's reserve requirements for their banks are much more stringent than the United States. And we have seen the reserve requirements get shaved back and shaved back and shaved back. The idea being, under this fractional banking system, that the banks were required to have cash on hand of a certain percentage of total outstanding loans. That margin has been shaved back, and that's why the U.S. Cash on hand in these banks is so much less. They're required to keep less than the equivalent banks in Canada.
Yeah, okay. But so if we look at another thing, for instance, private debt as a percentage of GDP, your country's at 200%, Canada's at 266%. We are the most indebted nation on the face of the planet.
Well, all the countries are pretty much in an economic mess because of private central banking. There are no countries that are debt-free and prosperous because it's not designed to be that way.
No. No, it's not. And what makes it even funnier is if you look at it as a whole, the world, we all owe it to each other. It's a fantasy.
It is.
Built on, you know, it's basically, well, if you do this, then you can have that. You know, it's just an absolute fantasy. So, you know, anyway, that's a great website. I love it. I punch in, you know, a lot of different countries to try and figure out, you know, how the world's really operating. And, Russia is looking pretty good with their debt levels.
Yeah.
They're just not there.
Well, that's because Putin took direct control of their central bank. It's still privately owned, but it's now being managed by the Russian government so that the Russian public currency is managed as a public utility. And by the way, it was when Putin did that that he went right to the top of the U.S. does not get a Christmas card list.
Yeah, and got kicked out of the G8.
Yes.
Which would happen to any other country that pulled such a stunt. You know, there's always, you know, the Comer report, right? Galanti's suing, you know, on the behalf of the people of Canada, the central bank. It's never going to go anywhere. Because even if the government tried to pull that crap, we'd be out of the G7. We'd be ostracized. We'd be just like Russia. Right?
Well, it's all going to come apart. They can't keep this facade up. When you're talking about trillion-dollar deficits by 2020, and we don't really know what the U.S. government debt is. We're being told it's around $21 trillion, but that does not include unfunded mandates. Something's going to break at some point. We'll be down in Zimbabwe territory walking around with paper notes in our pocket that say $100 trillion on them, and at that point, the U.S. dollar will be worthless, and nobody will want to use it for trade.
Yeah, it's not good, but anyway, You have a great show, Mike. Like, you were just on fire. It was great. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's switch over to James in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, as far as the impending attack on Syria, I think, well, I have 2 points. The impending attack on Syria, I think all you have to do to understand why Trump is defecating on his base is look at the genotype of his kids and his future grandkids. Number two, the gas attack, apparently it was a simple matter of mistranslation, semantics, things involving the difference between translation and transliteration. Reuters is just coming out. Apparently the official Syrian War Relief Agency mistakenly sent to Douma a shipping container full of canned refried beans. So, you know, the poison gas thing. I saw a little bit of humor in the wake of survival pressure was a good thing. So, anyway,
yeah,
that's all I got.
Right.
That's all I got for you. I got to finish getting drunk after today's news.
Yeah, I heard you on that one. Unfortunately, I can't follow suit because I have to do Jim Goddard's show, and then I got to take Claire over to the big box store and stock up on storable food in advance of the war. All right.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow. All right, James, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, YouTube could be fined for billions of dollars for illegally collecting data on children under 13. Apparently, there is a law saying that you can't do that. There's a bill called the U.S. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act that says that you're not allowed to collect personal data on people under age 13. And if this complaint is upheld, YouTube could be fined billions of dollars. On the other hand, if YouTube continues to cooperate with the government to suppress certain videos, I'm sure that there'll be a very affordable out-of-court settlement. That's how these things work here. Out in California, the same Democrat who authored the law that eliminated non-medical vaccine exemptions is at it again. State Senator Richard Pan, 52-year-old pediatrician and Harvard graduate from the Sacramento area, has introduced Senate Bill 1424, which states in part, this bill would require any person who operates a social media as defined internet website with a physical presence in California to develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on its website. The bill would require the plan to include, among other things, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories, the utilization of state-approved fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users, and placing a warning on a news story containing false information. In other words, censorship. You want to put a warning label on news saying it's false news. Let's start with all this coverage about this Syrian false flag. Let's start with Fox News. Fox News just came on out and said their polling is showing 63% of Americans favor an attack on Syria following the gas attack. I don't believe that. I absolutely find that unbelievable. And the thing about propaganda, if it isn't believable, it's not going to work. And what Fox News is trying to do is rely on the herd instinct of the sheeple. If we tell them that the vast majority of their friends and neighbors favor this attack, well, they'll just stop bleeding and they'll go along with it. No way in the dark regions. Now, PayPal has ended their donations to an animal rescue facility in Syria over the sanctions. But meanwhile, of course, our tax money is still funding the Syrian terrorists. Funny how nobody seems to sanction them. Story coming on out of NBC. Apparently, hackers are starting to attack 911 call centers. And apparently, it is so bad that first responders are having to go back to paper and pencil to track the calls and what they're doing. Apparently, these are ransomware attacks. Apparently, in Henry County, Tennessee, the hackers shut down the center's dispatch system and demanded more than $2,000 in Bitcoin to turn it back on. And apparently, Henry County basically refused. And they're using paper and pencil while they rebuild the system. And I think that's a good thing, to stand up to the hackers. The problem is, if anybody gets lost, if anybody dies because they weren't gotten to in time, or they weren't gotten to at all, then those hackers need to be tracked down and charged with manslaughter. And again, where is the NSA in all of this? We were told that all the vast sums of money going into the NSA was so that the NSA could protect our IT infrastructure. Where the heck are they? Has anybody seen the NSA actually do anything? Or are they just sitting in those data centers full of stolen amateur porn and abusing themselves all day long? Now, apparently over in Europe, in the Netherlands, hackers have taken over this NATO bunker. It's been abandoned. And they've turned it into a cyber warfare center with which they've gone after the organization Spam House. Now, Spam House, for those of you who don't know, is a website that basically identifies and tracks servers guilty of sending spam all over the world. And you can download that data and add it to your firewall rules so that your machine cannot be used to forward spam, or your machine will not accept spam from these other sites. And obviously the spammers don't like that. And because spamming is now big business, apparently they're out there trying to shut Spam House down with massive denial of service attacks. The internet has become weaponized. It's a battlefield. Now, one of the latest developments for these gaming boxes, and I'm coming here from an area less than well-informed because I don't play computer games. Other than flight simulators, I don't play computer games. But apparently, there is an issue where people, along with playing the games over the internet, are also able to talk with each other. And apparently, this mother in London was sitting on the sofa next to her son, Tyler, as he was playing this game, Fortnite, and apparently they were using the TV speakers rather than the headphones, and she heard this unidentified man basically propositioning her son with highly suggestive talk. So you may want to think about having your kids going back to just single-player games, because the pervs are taking over the internet along with the propagandists. Actually, you should limit the computer games anyway. Kids are becoming too dependent. They're becoming addicted to the electronics, and they need to basically get on out to that real world again. Anyway, it is still snowing, even though it's April. Kansas City is getting more snow. They're expecting even more. Washington State's winter has not really left. They still have snow. There were flurries over the city of Seattle and the surrounding suburbs. And, of course, there's still snow up in the high mountain passes. Story coming out of the New Jersey Herald. The spring snowstorms aren't over just yet. And apparently the White Sox home opener had to deal with snow. There's concern that the Boston Marathon may be disrupted by the snow. Apparently, 18 inches of... here's an interesting story. This came out of YDR.com, and it's talking about snow in April. Yes, but 18 inches fell in 1894 in central Pennsylvania. And this is the new spin we're getting from the carbon Nazis. Hey, snow in April is no big deal. It's happened before. It happened back in the 1800s. You know, it's no reason to doubt human-caused global warming. But you need to remember, back when climate disruption was still being called human-caused global warming, the claim was that snowfalls were a thing of the past. So yes, it is significant that there is snow in April. It is significant that the much ballyhooed claim that global warming would lead to no more snow was another outright lie. It's a scam. How many more times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and say, you are lying and I am not listening to you any longer? Lies on the corporate media, lies on the corporate media commercials, lies on the pharmaceutical commercials, lies coming from the White House Situation Room, lies coming from Congress. We live in a world of lies. We, the people of the United States of America, are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and we need to acknowledge and understand that. Okay, apparently over in Europe, over in Italy, there is concern that Mount Vesuvius is showing signs of activity. It's a big volcano. It's the one that buried Pompeii. And if it erupts again, it's going to be a major, major problem. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And Breitbart is now reporting that in the Boston Marathon this year, there are going to be 5 men claiming to be transgender women will be allowed to compete as females in the Boston Marathon. This has just gone completely ridiculous. Okay, because it doesn't matter how much hormones therapy you have, how much surgery you've had, in your DNA, you are still male. And that DNA gives you physiological advantages. It is simply not fair to the women who are competing as women. They're destroying the legitimacy of sports. It's no longer athletes out there being athletic. It's chemistry and it's surgery. It's a joke. It really is here. Now, I want to leave the show off today. I want to go back and recap what's going on in Syria. Over the weekend, there was a claim that there's been a chemical weapons attack in Syria. Russian chemical weapons experts are not able to find any evidence that actually happened. Red Crescent isn't reporting it. Red Cross isn't reporting it. The local hospitals are saying they have not received any patients exposed to chemical weapons. The only source for this claim is the White Helmets, which have been caught fabricating evidence of Assad's chemical weapons attacks in the past. The story simply doesn't make any sense. Assad has all but won this war. There's no reason for him to do the one thing that would allow the United States to go back into Syria and attack him, which looks like it's going to happen. And my guess is they're probably going to go right for Assad himself. They're going to attack Damascus. And again, Assad gains nothing from this. And I need all of you to go on out and just talk this up with everybody and remind them about how we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons and how the last two times the U.S. tried to claim Assad was gassing his own people, it turned out to be bogus. You need to remind them that only a month ago, Syrians and Russian experts were saying they had intelligence that there was going to be a false flag chemical attack to justify a renewed U.S. aggression in Syria. And it's happening. And this is very, very dangerous because Russia has already pledged to respond if the U.S. attacks Syria again. So we're really right on the edge here. And this could spiral totally out of control. When you have people like John Bolton as the National Security Advisor, this guy is just itching to hit that red button. Remember what Paul Craig Roberts was saying a few months ago. There are people in Washington, D.C. who are openly talking about just hauling on off and launching a nuclear attack against Russia. And Russia would not wait for those missiles to hit. They would hit their launchers and send them on back. And if all of the U.S. deployable nuclear weapons are detonated and all of the Russia's deployable nuclear weapons are detonated, that's it for life on Earth. All right, there's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's going to follow up on more about this obvious false flag and this rush to war. We have got to just scream to the world, we the American people do not support the actions of the United States government. The U.S. government has gone rogue. They are a threat to the world. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.